This is a HeadGum Original.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This new office upgrade is insane, you guys.
I know, it's crazy to have like a dedicated kitchen.
I know, we still don't have any cash, but you know.
I just want to munch on your guys' box.
I'm fucking sorry.
Poor whore.
Poor whore. Poor whore. Poor whore.
Did you come in the whore horse?
I haven't seen you in 2 years, and the first thing you said to me is that you want to munch my box. Okay.
Wow.
That was so aggressive.
That was like...
Fancy, okay, here's the thing. This is from Fancy Octopus. This is Fancy, you have sent songs. I will
song.
Listen.
Such an interesting,
was it
what is
fun?
A song?
Was it experimental? Yes. Was it a song that you sent for this podcast that has nothing to do with this show?
Yes.
But is related to the snack sketches on the HeadGum YouTube channel? Yes.
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 Did it sound like a deleted scene from Birdman?
He said, I feel like this captured the snacks vibe. It did. It did capture the snacks vibe. Has nothing to do with this podcast.
Did they?
And I loved it.
Was that drumming Fancy Octopus?
I don't know.
Because that was great drumming.
I hope so.
I hope it was
too. It was great drumming. I thought you were going to say, was that drumming part of the snacks videos?
Was that just a clip? Someone sends in a review. Jesus Christ. Somebody sends in a theme song and it's just... a clip from a HeadGum sketch. Just unedited
in many
audio.
Ways. And in many ways.
The unexpected Alfie. Virtue of ignorance. You know what I mean?
What's that?
That was a subtitle for Birdman.
Oh, that's right.
Birdman was one of those movies.
How are you? We're doing a nighttime record. Fuck it. I'll say it. We're doing a nighttime record.
I don't feel great. I don't feel terrible. Okay. I don't feel great. I would put it at a 3. I guess that sounds... I guess I'm
That's
terrible.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. No, I was cold until...
Out of five?
We did the ads, and now I'm sweating profusely. I
It's always temperature with you. Every time. You, like, how are you?
Did you ever
it's
have a lizard as a pet?
No.
No, I don't know why I asked.
Did you?
No, I didn't actually.
So then...
But you know, did you ever have, like,
that's surprising.
A lizard...
Now that's surprising.
Did you ever have a lizard, like, did you ever interact with a lizard? Just answer the question. Did you ever interact with a lizard?
You started drinking again.
No.
Alfred.
Did you ever interact with a lizard?
With a lizard? Have I ever interacted with a lizard?
Like a pet lizard. Did you ever have a fucking friend or a fucking teacher or some shit that had a lizard?
Have you ever had a lizard encounter?
Have you ever had a strange encounter, the lizard kind?
What's the point?
You know how they like need the heat lamp?
The heat lamp?
Like they're obsessed with temperature.
Long walk up a short bridge.
Because they're cold-blooded. They need a heat lamp.
Have you ever met a lizard? They need a heat lamp. What are you talking about?
I can't record. I can't do this. Not right now.
No, it's a crazy energy we have in the Zoom studio today.
Woo!
But what else is new with you other than you were hot and now you're cold or whatever
the
fuck?
I'm fucking terrified because my first thought is talk about the weather.
Terrified?
And you're going to roast me for that if I say it was snowed here today.
Have you ever had an interaction with a lizard? It was snowed here today.
Here's a question.
You
Here's another
are...
question.
Unwell.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date?
Yes.
Took a year to make love. She wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story about my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. It's Bismarcky.
I have a cold.
Oh, no.
I have a cold.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Sounds like you need a heat lamp. Because she's cold, bitch. Get her a heat lamp.
No, I have a cold. It feels so analog to have a cold. It's not COVID. I was on the phone with you the other day. What's new? I was on the phone with you the other day, and you go, "Are you okay?" And I said, "I'm sick." And you go, "You sound fucking awful."
And you did. And you did. And what's odd?
I did. Do I sound better?
You do, actually.
Okay. I feel better.
What do you chalk that up to? The saline spray?
I started saline spray today.
I know.
Literally 10 minutes ago.
I know. We've been on the phone 3 separate times today.
Yes. The saline spray certainly helped. I don't know why it took me 5 days to do it. Been drinking a lot of Gatorade, been having a lot of vitamin C. I've been having a lot of vitamin C.
And what form does that take?
Gummies.
Okay.
I've been having vitamin C gummies, and then also it's like these little sachet packets with like...
Like the,
A lot of...
The fizzy, the ones that fizz up in the drink.
No, not emergency. It's a kind of like a goop.
Sorry?
It's like a vitamin C, like gel that you put into the drink.
Oh, I kind of don't like that.
No, it's not good.
Does it dissolve?
It has a lot of vitamin C. No. I just kind of...
It's chunky. It's like putting...
Hold my nose. Oh, yeah, no.
Fistful of Jell-O in a glass of water.
Yeah, it's bad. Huh. But there's like a lot of vitamin C. What was I going to say?
I don't know, man. I'm not you.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, sure.
What was I going to say? I'm sick.
You're sick.
I have a cold.
You have a cold.
It's not COVID.
Saline spray. Analog.
Saline
to be
spray.
Sick.
Oh, I'm inadvertently doing dry January because I have a cold.
That's interesting.
I wasn't planning on doing dry January, but because I'm sick, I'm not drinking. Huh. And I'm like honestly so brave.
I guess I'm doing dry.
Are you?
I heard a story one time about this is a
speak on it.
This is a genuine medical condition where you can get
careful with me.
No,
careful.
This is real. Where you can.
Am I gonna spiral?
No.
Is my little
way? You can get a sort of it's like a yeast infection almost in your stomach, such that your own stomach, your own digestive system, starts producing alcohol. So that
you're a brewery.
Your own body turns into a brewery and you're like getting yourself slightly drunk constantly. Your own body is. And
okay.
As a sober person, sometimes I have days where I go, I know I'm not drunk. I know I haven't.
You're like, oh, am I a brewery?
I know I haven't had a
is
sip.
Is my stomach
I know
a
I haven't
brewery?
Had a sip of alcohol, but I'm slurring my words. I feel dizzy.
And I taste like hops.
And the only condition, the only medical condition that can make you dizzy or,
or slur your words
is alcohol. That's only a condition. It's hot in here. Do you feel like it's hot in here?
Oh my God. No,
not
I'm not where
anymore.
You are.
Is it weird
I'm wearing
to be
a sweatshirt that
Zoom?
Makes me look like Muzzy. I'm wearing a green fuzzy sweatshirt and I feel like Muzzy.
High heels on my Muzzy. Is it weird to be back in person? No, opposite. Is it weird to be on the...
Oh my God! Alf, you are a brewery!
Can we take a minute?
No.
Okay, no, you're right. We have time.
It feels normal to be back on Zoom.
That's great for you.
I miss being in person. It was so fun.
Was it? No, it was. It was. Have you ever met a lizard?
Our topic today also can make you feel a little crazy, like Alf feeling a little crazy. It can make you feel on top of the world. It can make you not feel like a brewery, I think.
It can make you not... I should print that and put it on the fucking can. It can make you not feel like a brewery. Oh,
we're talking
blurb
Celsius
that.
Energy Elixir.
Is that what drink? It's... Is that seriously what it's called?
No, it's just Celsius.
Oh.
No, I said Elixir.
Oh.
Have another drink of green elixir. That's from Wicked.
And you are.
Oh my God. Alf, have
Never.
You ever had a Celsius?
Fahrenheit.
Never had another
one. I've had a Fahrenheit. No, I've never had a Celsius.
They're all the rage.
They're all the rage. All the girls are drinking them. Here's the thing. I thought...
All of my TikTok girlinas are drinking
I
Celsius.
Thought,
I'll tell you what.
In my head before we... did this
did you what did you get thermometers only in Celsius? Is that what you have the reviews for today?
No,
do you
I only have reviews for Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451.
Oh my God.
No, I thought, wouldn't it be fun if I taste tested one, you know what I mean, on the podcast?
Oh.
Or like I drank one
Tenacious.
Before the podcast so that I had something.
You did?
I did not. That could explain my behavior. But unfortunately, I did not have one. And so,
why did you tell me that you were? Because that would have been great. Of like, you know what? I hadn't had one before.
Yeah, I know it
would have
been good. That would have made the show a thing for once, but I didn't.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm telling you that is that the reason I didn't do that is because I started reading the reviews and they scared the shit out of me. Because
really?
I don't know if you
they actually made me feel better.
That's really interesting. Because some of the reviews I saw said things like, I normally drink like 32 ounces of black coffee a day.
Uh-huh.
Just to feel normal. And I had half a can of this and my heart exploded.
Normal people scare me. See, all the reviews I've been seeing is that it's like, it doesn't give you the jitters. I saw one review. It's like, it doesn't, the only energy drink to not give you AFib.
Oh.
But that it's like, it's a mellow come down and, but it does have a lot of caffeine. I've never had it. Coffee does it for, a lot of people are.
Are you an energy drink person at all?
No, I like coffee. I remember.
Same.
Having energy drinks in middle school when I wanted to be cool and hyper. I would have a Monster.
Sorry?
I'm so hyper right now. Remember that phase when everyone was like, oh, I'm so... It was like the kid equivalent of being a drunk. It's like, I'm so hyper, you guys. I'm so hyper.
Kid equivalent of being a drunk?
No, being drunk, not being a
I thought
drunk.
You said being a drunk.
It was the kid equivalent of being a drunk.
Yeah, no, it's really sad. It's like... It's like Mr. Smith.
That kid is a drunk.
Mr. Smith like comes into math class and like I can tell he smells like Red Bull. Like it's like really tragic.
No, it's the kid equivalent of like being drunk because I'm so hyper.
It's
oh my
true.
God. Sorry. I just had it's I'm so hyper right now. No, but I'm not an energy drink person.
90s, yeah.
No. I was not in like middle school in the 90s, you ass.
Fact checker.
Anyway, I have never had it. I don't think I will. I like
so
coffee.
You haven't had any energy drinks since middle school?
No.
Me, ever.
No. You've never had one ever?
No.
Really? That's surprising.
No, when I used to drink, I would occasionally do like a vodka Red Bull or something.
So you have had one. So you just said you've never had one, but you have had many.
No, not true. Okay, first of all, I said occasionally, so.
But more than one.
Sure, more than one, but that doesn't mean many.
Okay, so but you just said I've never had
maybe
one.
Maybe six in my whole life.
But you just said you've never. You
but
went from
I don't think
six.
I don't think a vodka Red Bull counts as having an energy
100%
drink.
100% it does. 100%
no,
it does.
Oh no, no, no.
Alcohol plus caffeine.
Yeah, they cancel
get
each other
out, of here.
Out.
No,
I've never had one deliberately. As like
that's not true.
I've never.
You mean you accidentally tripped and ended up with the vodka
officer,
Red Bull in your hand?
I don't know how I got behind the wheel. No, I was just saying like during like.
What is the truth?
Like, you know when you're, like, 13 and you first are, like, so tired all the time and you, like, have to have, like, some stimulant to keep you
when you
awake.
First are so tired.
You know when
all
you're 13 and you start to be tired all the time and it's decades
yes, you're
later
growing.
And you're still
you're...
tired all the time?
Yeah. No, but your hormones, your growth
right.
spurts, your... Yeah, yeah,
by
yeah.
that time, I was already really...
75.
Enjoying coffee. Like I
that's crazy.
I liked coffee from a young age. And so
you are a strange man.
Yes. I have never disputed that. I have never once intimated to be normal.
Don't use that tone.
Intimated to be normal. Birdman, the intimation of normalcy. So I always like coffee, so it's like energy drinks. I was like, I don't know. I would rather have a coffee. You know what I mean? Your face! You're like, why do I do this show? Why do I know this man?
Here's the thing. I have an amount of cold brew to where I feel like I might as well have had an energy drink.
Today.
No. In my life.
Yes. Energy drinks,
but
have you ever done a...
Energy drink, it just feels like too much for me. I don't know. And I don't know the difference of like the amount of milligrams of caffeine in a cold brew, say, compared to... a Celsius.
I think there's honestly probably more caffeine in a cold brew.
Now that's interesting.
But Celsius also has guarine in it.
What is that?
I don't know. But it's another chemical that they put it. It's like a stimulant from nature like caffeine is.
Okay. And see, like there was one review that was like, there's so much caffeine, I had to only drink half of
right.
it and put it in the fridge to save the other half.
That's what I was saying. Some of the reviews were
it's
scared
wild.
Me.
I think we should get into it. But first, guys, thank you for holding us accountable. We have not been doing intentions lately.
Oh,
we got really excited in person, but thank you for holding us accountable. And that's why we love you. And that's why we appreciate you listening, because like, you're not afraid to call us out. You're not afraid to say, oh, they didn't do an intention. You're not afraid to say Alf does so many vague European accents bordering on Swedish.
Not on this one.
You're not afraid. Not on this you're one. Not. Alf did ask me to hold him accountable to not do one this episode.
This is a promise I'm happy to make right now.
So we'll see where we're at the end.
No,
I'm excited.
European characters.
None. Okay.
And Britain doesn't count because they left the EU. So I could do like an English accent.
We already decided our intention for this episode. We texted about
Did
it.
We?
Alf said, let's get loopy.
Oh, God.
And that honestly feels right.
Loopy. I mean, we're off to a fucking
oopy
start.
Oopy.
Fruit Loops, yes or no?
Yes.
It's a yes for me as well.
Tricks? Let's get loopy. What?
Tricks?
Fruit Loops of four tricks.
Same.
Fruity Pebbles?
Yes.
Yes.
Cocoa Puffs?
Yes. Could take or leave.
For me, it's a yes.
I would say before tricks.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Yes.
Biggest yes. Probably the top.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Middle of the pack, maybe.
Yes.
Whole grain Cheerios. The multi-grain Cheerios.
No.
Higher somehow for me.
What?
I know.
That's crazy.
Indeed. Raisin Bran?
Yes.
Huge yes.
Cap'n Crunch?
Pretty high, but not the highest.
No now, but as a child, yes.
Absolutely.
Destroy the roof of my mouth.
When I was a kid, I thought that's what God looked like.
Reese's Puffs. Peanut butter chocolate cravings.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, but still probably not the highest.
Cookie Crisp.
No. As a child?
Holy shit.
But now?
I have a vivid memory.
I'll just eat a bowl of cookies.
Yeah. As a child, I remember I have a vivid memory of going to the grocery store with my mom, begging her.
Begging. Hands and knees.
Crisp. Like, literally. Yes. I'm begging her. And I'm like, if you let me get this one time, I will never ask again. I swear to God.
I will be the perfect child for the next 18 years.
And she
years.
Said yes. And I think it was too sweet for me. And I'm like, I don't need to have it again. Thank you so much.
And that's actually a really important lesson in parenting that I've learned.
Is to say yes to your child's demands.
Every single time.
I'm so sorry. I'll be right back. I'm so sorry.
Hello?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like
yes.
your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union what's going on and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm going to take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp. Hey, podcasts, listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hello?
Sorry, Daniel. What's happening here is that Riley is getting a delivery she needs to go get from her front door.
I am going to dress like Lois Griffin, so get ready with me.
Sorry, Daniel. That was a TikTok if you heard that, but I'm sure you just cut all this out. 2 minutes, my ass.
I'll start us off. I'll loop.
You go loopy.
A loop-de-loop.
Loop-de-loop and pull.
Loopy-doopy. Okay, here we go. This is four. All my reviews are four. Celsius Assorted Flavors Official Variety Pack. Functional Essential Energy Drinks. 12 fluid ounces. Pack of 12. This is for the flavor. Sparkling Orange. 4 stars. From Boji G.
Boji Joby.
Boji Joby. 4 stars. The title is... Taste did not please everyone. My daughter felt the orange flavor did not taste orange, but my son disagreed. He drank them, so I was satisfied.
Hit me with that one more time. Play that back one more time for me.
My daughter felt the orange flavor did not taste orange, but my son disagreed. That's he drank them, so I was satisfied.
Okay. Sounds like you're reviewing your family. Not the product.
What my daughter thinks?
I don't care.
I don't care. As long as Johnny drinks them, I'm happy.
Also, nothing fucking tastes like oranges.
What?
No orange flavored thing tastes like
nothing
orange.
Nothing tastes like oranges. You didn't say no flavor. You just said nothing tastes like oranges.
Yeah, the listeners at home knew what I meant. You've never had a lollipop. You've never had a Gatorade. Any candy that was orange that tasted like actual oranges.
Lisa, you've got 30 more seconds on the clock, honey. If you want to give a good enough argument as to why the sparkling orange flavor is not up to your liking or your standards, now's the time to do it because Johnny's next and he seems to be licking his chops ready to go. Aren't you, big man?
Dad, aren't you, big man? I don't understand why you would buy it when I've made it pretty clear that, like, I don't like orange flavored stuff. And when we go to mom's house, she never ever buys this stuff. And I think that she, you know, she kind of listens a little better.
Time's up. Sarah, honey, love you. Okay. That was really, really well executed. You made some very good points.
Great about it.
No, I thought that was fantastic. Hey, compared to the debate you gave about tricks, having tricks in the house, this was so much better than that. Your speaking skills have really grown. Your oratory skills are skyrocketing. You're learning how to make points, and I'm really proud of you.
Thanks. What about the drink, though?
Well, now it's time to hear your brother's side, because your brother is downing these like a madman.
I know, Dad.
He's taking.
I think that's too many. I think maybe you should...
He loves this stuff. Johnny, right. It's time to hear from you.
I mean, a lot of people like...
Thanks, Dad. Sarah, I love you, but the men are talking.
I love
you, okay, Father,
too.
Here we go. Wow, I think these are delicious. They taste like orange. I feel like I am in a Florida orange grove. I'm squeezing the juice into my open maw, and I am just squeeze, 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 downing, downing, downing. The amount of stuff I get done in a day, Dad, you wouldn't believe. Well, hit me with it. You would not believe. I get up, the amount of emails I send. You've never seen so many emails in your life. Who are you sending emails to? You're 18. Job application after job application after job application. I am ready to get out of the nest. I'm ready to spread my wings with this orange stuff on my back. On your back?
On your back.
Sorry. Sarah doesn't know what it feels like to fly this high.
Really sweaty.
You're right, Sarah. He is. Hey, Johnny. Yeah. I'm almost done. Give me one more minute. Okay. All right, big man. Here you go. I think you should keep buying these. I'll slow down. I think, Dad, you should keep buying these because I like them. And they're yummy to me. I feel good and hyper. And Mom doesn't let us get it. So for that reason, I think you should keep buying the sparkling orange flavored Celsius.
Johnny...
I'm done with my time. I see my time.
Just because Mom doesn't buy them doesn't mean that that's bad. Like, maybe Mom has a good reason for not buying them, because...
Hey, Sarah,
when
honey?
When you drink them, you're different. You're really different.
Sarah, what do you mean he's different? He is like... He's alpha right now.
Right, but my brother's a beta, and I like him like that.
That's not acceptable in this house. Johnny... Can I give you a little bit of feedback on your presentation?
Of course, big man.
Thanks, big dog.
Ew.
I thought that your presentation was not nearly as concise or as well thought out as your sister's.
Thank you.
I thought that you were really erratic. You didn't make
that.
A lot of sense.
Thank you.
You talked about squeezing oranges into your open maw.
And there was something about them being on his back.
You had passion.
What?
You had so much passion.
No.
And honestly, for me, that's going to do it. And you telling me that you like it when I buy it and your mom doesn't, I mean, that's a slam dunk for me right there, buckaroo. So, bangs gavel. That's it. The case of the Celsius Sparkling Orange flavor. I will be buying these here. Does anyone else have any other motions they'd like to put forward before this family meeting is adjourned?
Yeah. may I approach the bench?
Of course, honey. I'm in a lazy boy. Of course, honey.
I have a proposal. I would like to put forward.
Anything. Daddy's little princess, I'm here for you.
Okay, can I stay with Mom tonight?
Tonight? Yeah. I'm going to need to hear reasoning, sweetheart.
Oh, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I just, you know, I think it might be nice to have a girl's
night.
No,
this is the court of paw. Come on. You can tell me whatever.
Yeah, well, I guess it's just that I felt the kind of way that you or Johnny were talking. It was kind of gross. And
oh, honey,
honestly,
in what way?
Well, I think we can all agree that it was pretty misogynistic, right? There was a lot of like, sweetie, like, oh, you wait.
To you?
Yeah, like kind of like, oh, the men are talking kind of energy that I didn't really like. So I think I would just rather... not be around that and wait for my brother to come down from his, I guess.
From his caffeine high?
Yeah, I was going to say bender, but yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for bringing up those points.
Okay.
I will take that in consideration. Father, I have a counter. May I approach the bench?
You.
Yeah, of course.
Sarah, listen, I hear your reasoning. You hear the boys talking, you hear the big wolves in the pack, and you feel
hey,
Sarah, language.
Oh, that's the line. Okay, glad we found it, everybody.
I honestly would like to put forward the motion that Sarah not go to Mom's tonight. Okay. Well, buddy, you know, I'm going to say you have to elaborate a little bit.
Fucking hell.
Okay. I think that Sarah should stay here because it'll build her character. If she's around alphas, maybe she'll be an alpha too.
I am.
And what's that?
I don't need a drink, you little pee-wee bitch.
Whoa.
I'm serious.
Sarah.
No, you suck so bad. And you think that drinking an energy drink makes you cool, but it's like literally everyone at school makes fun of you.
No, everyone cheers me on. They say, go, Johnny, go, go, go.
Yeah.
And I chug it in front of them, and then I get really hyper.
But then you don't hear the second part.
What? Like, there's a second part after go, Johnny, go, go, go?
They say, go, Johnny, go, 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 to the bathroom. My God, he's gonna shit his brains out again in class after he drinks all that. Like that time he shit himself, remember?
They just know. No, Sarah.
Johnny, you shot yourself in the middle of math.
Sarah, you're...
You don't expect people to just forget about that.
John, is that true? Did you shit yourself in math class? Well, it was just like...
Your Honor, petition to enter new evidence.
This is the kind of energy I like to see my girl bring to the table. Come on, Sarah, bring it up here, girl.
Can I airplay to the TV?
Oh, yeah, tech wizard, you sure can.
Okay, it's not that hard. Exhibit A. This is a video that Tony Wilson took of one angle of Johnny in math a few months ago. You can see his desk. There's three or four empty cans of Celsius on the table. And if I hit play, yeah, if you just want to watch the area below his seat.
Oh, John.
And he shits
Sarah,
himself.
Sarah, stop. Sarah,
and he
stop
shit
it.
Himself so hard.
Turn it off.
He shit himself turn so it hard off. It came out everywhere.
Sarah, turn it off. This isn't funny. It's a doctored video. It's a deep fake.
Okay, Your Honor, exhibit B, if I may.
You're on a roll there, my daughter. Go for it.
Okay, this is a PDF of a signed affidavit from our gym teacher.
Oh my God, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Miss Roberts signed this, and it attests that 3 weeks ago, Johnny was attempting to do the ladder climb in gym, and he did drink 3 cans of Celsius before he did it, and he had a heart palpitation on the ladder, and he fell 16 feet onto the ground, and then he shit himself.
Sarah, oh my God, you suck so hard.
And there's a video Johnny, of that as well.
So you don't need to play it.
And he shits as he's falling down and it goes everywhere.
Yeah, he's shitting as he's falling. Yeah. Okay. Sarah, I gotta say, you are stacking up a pretty good case. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. I would still like to go to mom's if that's an option.
Father, I'd like to call my first witness to the stand.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Overruled. This is a fair court of paw, and we do need to hear what the opposition has to say.
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance. I don't see what this witness can possibly add to the conversation.
Objection overruled.
This is ridiculous.
Okay. Thank you so much, Father. I would like to call my best friend, Skylar B, into the court of paw.
Skylar B, reporting for duty.
Hey, Skylar. Hey, Johnny, I know Skylar. You guys have been best friends since you were 6. You don't need to give his last initial.
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance?
you don't need to object. I guess, okay. Sustained.
Right.
So, Skylar, thank you so much for being here today. I would like to ask you, where were you on the day that I allegedly shit my pants in gym class?
No way.
Skylar, come on, you know.
My guy would never shit his pants.
No, Skylar, where were you on the day that I allegedly shit my pants?
Bro, I was with you in the gym when you shit your pants. I was with you when you shit your pants.
What was that, Skylar?
I was saying my freaking alpha guy would never shit. He's never shit in his life. He's backed up from all the Celsius, just like me. 3 weeks since my last BM. Bowel movement.
That's exactly right. Thank you so much, Skylar. And Skylar, where were you on the day that I allegedly shit myself in class?
I was probably macking.
Was that?
Yeah, I think now that I'm thinking about it, I was probably macking a chick, so don't think I really was there.
And do you have a girlfriend, Skylar? This is news to me. Congratulations.
Oh, no, nothing serious like that. I like to keep them guessing.
That's really awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah, we don't need to get too specific about it.
Holy shit. Skylar, Your Honor.
Yes.
I hate to object on the same grounds again, but relevance. I mean, he's talking about the chicks that he's macking. Dad, I just don't see.
Okay, sustained. You're right. The only thing I will say is that it is a little bit relevant because cool guys who make out with girls wouldn't be friends with someone who shit themselves.
Well, I am.
No, dude. My God.
Fuck, my bad.
Skylar, sorry. So,
yeah.
You saying that my son did shit himself?
No, I didn't say that. I just said that.
I thought you said he was backed
up. No, I didn't. Yes, he is backed. Just like you. I'm backing him up.
Yeah,
I'm backing him up.
I'm backing him up. It's like you should seriously take me to a doctor because that's how long it's been since the last time I shit.
Are you serious, dude?
No, dude. I'm just saying.
Should you go to a doctor if you haven't shit in a while?
Have you not? When was the last time you took a shit?
Literally 3 weeks ago.
Oh my God, you weren't lying about that.
Is that too long?
Yes, go see a doctor.
I thought that was normal.
No, dude, you have to go see a doctor. Something's seriously wrong with you.
Okay, I gotta go, man.
Right now?
I mean, probably.
Okay, well, let me know if you need a ride back from the hospital.
I will.
You will need one, or you'll let me know?
No, I'm letting you know now that I will need one. There's no point in me waiting, because I know that I will need one.
Okay, I have to finish up this court, and then once my dad gives a sentence, then I'll come.
Are you staying at your mom's house tonight?
I'm staying here.
Oh, okay.
Sarah's trying to stay at my mom's.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, good luck with your shit.
Cool, can I chill here after the appointment?
Yeah, for cool. sure. Okay. Skylar,
love you, bro.
Thank you so much. Good luck with the doctor's appointment.
Yeah, thanks. I said I love you, bro.
To me, or to my son?
To your son, I don't love you. But I love your son.
That's okay. You don't need to love me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barely know you, man.
I love you, whatever.
Barely know you.
I love you, whatever. Dude, go. All right. Wow.
I just want to say, like, none of this would
Are you going to... I swear to God, Sarah, I love you, but if you say objection again...
Okay. May I approach the bench?
You may approach the bench.
May I call a witness?
Oh. Yes, you may.
I'd like to call to the stand... Miss Jones, my mother, the mother of the witness, the mother of the defendant,
Sarah,
and the prosecution.
No, Sarah. Mom, Sarah, oh my God, you seriously called mom here? No way.
I texted her during when you were having your shit thing.
Oh my God.
So she's in the car. Can I text her to, she's coming in. I texted her to come in.
It's only fair. Hello, Jason. Hi.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Can I stay with you tonight?
Of course you can. You don't need to ask. Well, Sarah, honey, it's my night with you. Lindsay, it's my night with Sarah. No, I know it's your night with Sarah, but if she is asking me to come to my house, you can't say no to your daughter. Well, but it's just like the court said that every other weekend, and... It's that every other weekend, and so it's my night.
No, you're right, Mom. The court said that I can't, so I probably shouldn't.
Do you see what you're doing to her? Sarah, sorry. Objection. Relevance.
Shut the fuck
up. Gotta be honest, Johnny. Buddy. I kind of forget what the point of this court was.
I can clear that up.
I don't know if it's about buying Celsius or you staying at your mom's anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of both. And I think we can kill two birds with one stone. I'll go stay with mom for a while, and then it doesn't really matter.
For a while?
Well, and then it doesn't really matter what you buy. Because clearly, you know, you don't want to consider my feelings in the Celsius flavor purchases. So maybe it's
just
easier if
I stay with... No, that's not what I said.
With...
Honey, your brother gave a better argument.
I really don't think he did. I mean... And I hate to make it personal, but you did look like you were on the verge of shitting yourself pretty much the whole time.
No, I didn't, Sarah. Literally, shut the fuck up.
You're
Don't
shaking,
say that.
Your
Don't
knees
say that.
Are buckling.
Sarah, I swear to God, Sarah, please stop talking about shit.
Shit, duty, duty. Some
Sarah,
it's coming out of your
oh
butt.
My God.
You're peeking your pants right now.
And he blows up the house with his shit.
And he shits so hard that the house explodes with poo-poo, poo-poo, doo-doo.
Let's take a break.
I got a review for you.
We are seasoned professionals. Remember when we just ended a scene with he shits so hard the house exploded with poop?
No, I don't remember that. I was shitting. Neither do I. Too hard to remember.
Go, read a review.
One star for Celsius, sparkling oasis vibe.
From who?
One star from Sheldon.
Sheldon, comma, Young.
Sheldon, comma, Young. Bazinga, one star. Peach vibe flavor as close to skunk piss as you can get.
Oh my God.
Sorry, this flavor is not good. Apple Fuji is much better than this. Also, I don't know if the metal can itself is rotting or if it's a piece of mold on the outside of the can.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Sheldon, coming young, did ultimately drink a can of moldy Celsius and then leave a one-star review because it tastes like skunk
piss. I didn't know
piss.
A can of something, a closed can of liquid could get moldy.
I don't know if the metal can itself is rotting or if it's a piece of mold on the outside of the can. It's like, first of all, metal cannot rot. That, I'm comfortable. I'm not a scientist, but I'm comfortable saying metal, an inorganic substance, cannot rot. I think this can was compromised. I think he has botulism. And he's blaming...
What is botulism?
It's what you get from eating... Sorry, I have a hiccup. Or no, a, what's it called? Burp.
Lying.
Yes. My human body is... yeah. Botulism. It's what you get when you eat like food from a dented can. It's like an infection. It makes you sick.
I've never heard of
You've
this.
Never heard of botulism?
No.
Oh, it's because you didn't... grow up, I guess, learning about cans. I don't know. You didn't grow up in the First World War eating tinned beans in the yeah. trenches and worried about trench foot and botulism. I don't know, man. But yeah, he drank a rotten can and then he said it tasted bad.
It tastes as close to skunk piss as you can get.
I mean, it's an old hack joke, but it begs the question. Doesn't it? As close as you can get.
As close as you can get.
In this fucking country with all its damn animal welfare laws.
Detective's office. Detective Smith, can you please come in here?
Reporting for duty, sir.
You dropped this report off on my desk yesterday morning. Did you not?
Is there an issue with it?
There, of course there's an issue. The issue is this is a cold case. I've been racking my brain for the past 24 hours. I have no idea how this man died. I don't know if there was foul play. I don't know if it was botulism. Listen, I have been a detective for 48 years.
Oh.
And I have never seen a case this confusing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say, Chief. I mean, you asked me to... take a look at it, I'll take a look at it, you know, but I mean...
Did you see this man's body in person?
Yeah, I saw it in person. I went to
You went to the morgue?
Yeah, I went to the morgue, I went to the scene of the crime, I took witness statements, it's all there in the report if you care to read, Chief.
I have been reading it, you don't understand, Detective, I have been reading it nonstop, my eyes feel like they're the shape of the report itself. I say square. My eyes have gone square, like a piece of paper.
Oh.
I could have been more concise.
Yes.
But like I've said, I've been up for 2 days reading this. Oh, are you yawning? Oh, am I boring you, Detective?
Chief, I got a newborn at home.
And excuses, and excuses. It was my fault you decided to have a family.
It was an accident. You know that. I told you. We weren't expecting it.
Still, not my fault, not my problem. Keep your personal life out of your professional life.
I'm just saying, Chief, I got a newborn at home. You got me working a triple overtime on the third Sunday of the month. I'm at my wit's end here.
I think we need to go talk to the missus. As the one person that, for some reason, you did not interview when you did the intake for this case.
I didn't see how it's relevant. She's got an alibi. It's rock solid.
There's always a crack.
All right.
You step on a crack, you break your mother's back.
Explain that to me. What did that have to do with what
we
were talking about, Chief?
It was just, I was rhyming. It's a thing I grew up saying as a boy.
Yeah, what, in the 1300s? All right, we'll go talk to her, but you got to keep the cute shit to a minimum, Chief.
I don't think that was cute. I think stepping on a crack really would cause you to break your mother's back.
It amazes
I believe
me.
That it with my whole heart.
It amazes me that you ascended the ranks to the position of authority that you possess today. I'll go see her, but I, you know.
You ever notice when we walk together on the sidewalk, I always step over the crack. Never once have you seen any of my little piggies inch their way over a crack in the
First
sidewalk.
Of all, of course I've noticed. Second of all, you cannot keep wearing barefoot shoes to work. It looks bizarre. You are a
it's
police
for my
officer. It looks insane to see a police chief wearing toe shoes.
Well, maybe you should have worn a condom. Let's go talk to the missus. Chief,
that was low, but I kind of respect it. All right. Are we going together? You and I going together?
Yeah, we're going together. You're driving.
I'm driving? Okay.
You know they suspended my license.
Can I put the lights on?
You can put the lights on, but no wee-oo. It's going to be mute lights.
Okay, I'll do the mute. I promised Beverly I'd be home in time for story time. And oh, it's 2 a.m., so that seems unlikely.
Well, that's too bad. We need to go wake this bereft
okay.
wife up
Look,
and talk
okay,
to her.
Okay, if you insist.
Cut to inside. They've woken up the wife. So they're all sitting on the kitchen table. If you gentlemen don't get out of my house in the next 5 minutes, I swear to God, I'm going to call a different round of cops, and they're going to come over here and take your sorry asses out.
I hear you, Chief. I mean, look, what are we doing here?
What we're doing here, Mrs. Moriarty, is what we're doing is we're trying to get a little bit more information from you about your husband's untimely death. Rest in peace.
Moriarty. That's funny. Moriarty. I went to,
Oh, what's funny about my name, huh?
No, nothing. I didn't mean nothing like that, miss. I'm just saying, I went to junior high with a Moriarty.
Oh, well, bully for you.
Helen Moriarty. You know her?
That's my sister, Helen.
Oh, my God. You're Susie Moriarty.
I'm not here to play a game of guess who.
Oh, my God.
You guys want me to answer questions? I already gave you my alibi. It's in the statement if you ever care
to
read it.
My brother had a
crush
on
you. You know what?
You.
That's so funny. That's exactly what he said. He said if you ever care to read it. You sound just like... Anyway.
My brother
I know
had
you
a
gave
huge crush on you. You know that?
I don't give a shit about your brother. I don't give a shit about your mother. I don't give a shit about you.
No reason to drag my mother into this, but all right.
You want me to rehash my alibi? Fine, I can rehash my alibi. I was dropping little Emilio off at daycare, and that's when I got the call that something Sorry.
Chief.
That something happened.
Chief. What'd I tell you?
What?
It's rock solid. I mean...
It's not rock solid. Mrs. Moriarty, sorry, Miss. No, it's too fresh. Please keep calling me Mrs.
Call her the late Mrs. Moriarty, please.
She's not dead, you dumbass.
Oh, you're right.
Ms. Moriarty, do they got cameras in this daycare center you take your son to?
I hope not.
Well, what do you mean you hope not? Of course they do, just in case anything were to happen. Like someone would get stolen, or, you know, like the movie Taken, except with a baby.
All right, I don't know if that's... At that point, you're getting so broad with the statement, like the movie Taken. Like a kidnapping, sure, I mean...
A kidnapping. But, come on, you gotta admit Detective Taken is one hell of a film.
I didn't dispute that Taken was a... Chief, it's 2 o'clock in the
Do they have cameras?
Morning.
I don't know. I'm not the fucking daycare
manager.
Let's go
manager. To the
Why
daycare in the
them?
Morning, Chief. I don't understand.
Oh, no. I want to get some sleep, and I will not be able to rest until this case is solved. And I suspect foul play. There, I said it. You can put it on the record. Foul play? You mean foul play from me? His wife? Of course I mean foul play from you.
Yeah.
You took out a pretty big life insurance policy the week before he passed. Well, I don't see how...
Oh, you don't see how this has anything to do with that?
You're going to inherit $15 million, Miss Moriarty. And your husband died from what? Let me check the records. Drinking a moldy energy drink? I don't think so.
Chief, seriously. Seriously,
what?
Chief.
Oh, no. Anything you can say in front of me, you can say in front of Ms. Moriarty.
I'm just saying. Maybe tomorrow... You and I go check out the daycare, see if they got cameras, you know,
And we.
I just want to make sure that this woman right here was exactly where she said she was with.
And that's why I'm saying we go to the daycare, Chief.
Tonight.
Okay, we'll go tonight. We'll go tonight.
The cut to the daycare.
Is it going to be anybody there? It's locked. Yeah, right.
There's no one here.
I told you.
We'll wait here till the morning.
We didn't have to bring her with us, you know.
You really didn't. My God, my baby Amelia, you couldn't even leave me at home with my child.
Oh, we left your baby alone.
You could have brought your kid. That wasn't on us. You could have brought your kid.
I'm sorry. Susie, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to hop on about this any more than I already have, but my brother, you remember him? Do you remember Luigi? Do you remember him?
Luigi DiMario? Yes. Of course I remember Luigi DiMario.
Yes, he had a huge crush on you. Do you know that?
I swear to Christ.
I'm just saying, when we were in junior high.
Luigi DiMario one more time. I don't give a shit. My husband drank a moldy can of juice and now he's dead. Oh, juice. You said juice.
Yeah, I thought it was an energy drink.
Well, it was. You know, energy drink flavored with natural juices. Natural flavor, I mean. Well, but you just said juice. And that's not what you said when you did the intake form. I misspoke. I'm grieving. What the fuck do you want from me?
You know, it's
juice,
funny.
Energy drink? Who gives a shit?
Susie. The minute we walked into your house, I knew there was something rotten about you.
That's not true. You walked in, you took one look at me up and down and said, Auga, she looks just like Luigi described her.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I made him up. I got no brother. I saw right through your act.
Oh, that's good, detective. We're going to be talking about that. I learned about to teach me that trick
that
later.
That was from the seminar you sent me to at the precinct, the training on disguises.
And lying.
And that's another thing, by the way, Susie. I haven't seen a wig line that obvious since my stint in the cabaret after the war.
Well, this... you've got to be kidding me. This is my au naturel hair.
Oh, they jigs up. Tell us who you really are.
Who I really am?
Yeah, and what did you do with the real Susie?
Who I really am is a woman in mourning. I don't know. I don't know, detective. I've got a bad feeling.
I'm a dog
this.
With a boner.
What's that?
I'm a dog with a boner. I'm not going to let this one go.
No, detective, I don't think that's the phrase. It's dog with a bone.
What, you don't get to have a monopoly on phrases? My mother's back? I'm a dog with a bone.
Dog with a bone.
Bone. That's what I said.
You said boner.
It's 4 a.m.
You said dog with a boner. Why would a dog with a boner not let things go?
I don't know. He's horned.
But that doesn't... No, a dog with a bone is like, oh, it's my bone. I'm not going to let it go.
Right, and a dog with a boner is like, hummina, 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 I got to go. Where'd she go?
We got to chase after her.
Oh, shit, I smoke too much. I can't run.
Cut to a couple hours later. Oh, gentlemen, if you guys could please leave the premises, we're about to open the daycare for the day. That's perfect. Oh, my God, you're just the person we've been looking for. You got cameras in there. You got cameras in there. I am not answering that question.
She ran away.
Who ran away?
Kaiser Sozeta. She Kaiser Sozeta.
She was Moriarty.
Moriarty. That was the fakest name we should have known.
Susan Moriarty?
Susan Moriarty.
Oh, Susan Moriarty. That's the mother of Emilio Moriarty.
You know her?
She's a mother at her daycare. Yeah.
You got a picture?
Oh, Emilio's the cutest. Do I have a picture
of her?
So
we know it's really her.
Well, I know she... You know what's funny?
What?
I see her name on all of Emilio's forms, but I've never actually seen her.
What do you mean? Who drops Emilio off in the mornings?
Well, there's a black car, tinted windows, and Emilio just gets out of it every day. I thought that they were just a very fancy family who didn't have enough time for their kids.
Tinted windows? Husband was a bricklayer. There's no way.
And that's so funny. You know, I thought that they were a pretty working class family. Why would they be having a black tinted town car dropping off their child every day? Well, I'm sure everything's fine. Is there anything else I can help you with? No, this is fantastic. You don't know who she is. Well, no, I've never seen her.
Chief,
you didn't listen to me.
Chief.
What?
I think she's in on it.
I think she's
in on what?
The scheme. I think this lady at the daycare's in.
Oh, her hair's fake as hell.
Pull it.
Excuse me.
I'm gonna pull it.
Ow! Slaps.
You're Moriarty. Oh, you're her. Ow!
I am Jennifer Cleaves. What are you doing?
Jennifer Cleaves. Jennifer Cleaves. Jennifer Cleaves.
Wait
a minute.
Jennifer Cleaves. Jennifer
Take the
Cleaves.
C, rearrange the L, and then add an M and an O and an R.
Replace the C with the J.
Move the A to the
carry
T.
Carry the 1.
Put it around, flip it in the middle, look at it in a mirror. What does it spell? Red rum.
Loop-de-loop and pull.
Murder.
Now your shoes are looking cool. I'm a dog with a boner.
You're a murderer. Aren't you, Moriarty?
Oh, she made me promise to not tell her, else she would... She wouldn't give me the money.
The money.
I didn't mean to kill him.
What a twist.
I just put a little bit of the arsenic in the energy drink, just enough to knock him out for a little bit.
That's
not kill him.
Arsenic doesn't work like that, baby.
It's not a sedative. That's a poison.
That's just a straight up killing drug.
Well, that's not... Hold on. I might sneeze. It's right on the break. Oh, God.
You all right, miss?
Don't look at me.
All right. It's
it
immodest
passed.
To look at a woman while
it
she
passed.
Sneezes.
It passed. Listen, I didn't know. She said that it was a sedative, and she said that I needed to get him out of the way so that the money could be hers, all hers, is what she said.
Well, that's pretty clear cut, I think.
Oh, well, that was... That was you just kind of gave us everything. So you thought you weren't killing him, but she wanted to. Oh, right. Great.
So she did it. Chief, I'm bushed. We got the girl. She did the crime.
And
we can lock her up.
We'll find her.
She's in the wind, but we'll get her. You know, where could she go?
We'll get her.
You know.
Where could she go?
It's only
you know,
a
why
city.
Don't...
It's only
the greatest city in the world.
I love this city. I always have.
I love Milwaukee.
I think
so
my
much.
Wife thinks I'm dead. I have not been home in a while. I should probably go.
Can I come?
She won't like it, but she can't stop you.
That's very true. Hey. Detective?
Chief.
Tonight was kind of fun.
Chief, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Come on. This is water off a duck's crack.
Nice. Better not step on that duck, right?
No, that's very serious. But what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think maybe your time in the force, maybe it's left you a little bit. You know, lonely, little
ripped.
Bit.
I work out a lot.
No, I mean, yes, you, I mean, maybe, I don't know. I've never seen you naked.
I could take my shirt off in the street.
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
I
would do it for you.
And you know what, Chief? I know that you would. And that's what really is odd about it.
You could ask me to do anything.
Okay.
And I'd do it.
Okay. I want you to go downtown.
Okay.
And give you 2 weeks.
Oh, come
and
on.
And I want you to take that 401k and buy buy that
detective.
Sailboat and go on that trip you've always talked about but never had the guts to do. Circumnavigate the globe in a one-man sailboat. Quite the dream, Chief.
Pretty lonely, though.
Yeah, I bet.
Without you and all.
Right, because I won't be there.
You could be.
Right, but I won't be there.
How about when I come over with you tonight to your house?
Okay.
We hash out the details there.
Okay, the details of how to get you a boat alone?
With you.
Right. Alone. With me.
Together.
Waving. With my wife and newborn child from the docks.
I'll take off my shirt in the street.
I cannot stop you. But I'd like to.
It's already done.
You do look good.
Welcome to the gun show. You look
good. I can't deny.
I know.
Very, very fit.
I'm not going to be humble about it. I really have been, I've been working out.
Is that natural or did you put that on? There's a shine.
It's a Vaseline.
It's a Vaseline.
Yeah, so the shirt really sticks to me. It's not comfortable.
Is that unpleasant? But
for moments like these, God, is it worth
it. And are there a lot of moments like this?
I wish. I'd like to make more of them. Huh. Do you want me to drive?
Yeah, sure. I've been driving a lot.
Get in.
Can we put the sirens on?
Wee-oo, wee-oo.
Banana.
Oh, do we have time for one more?
I mean, we might have time. I don't know if I have the brain cells.
Come on, one more.
All right, what's one more gonna do?
What's one more gonna do? Kill me?
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Okay. Here we go. I have one.
Looking it up in the archive.
5 stars. Ooh. From that same 12-pack.
Okay.
From Dave M.
Okay. Dave. Dave, comma, meat. Like Meet Dave, the Eddie Murphy film.
Dave. Dave, comma, meat. The title is Love These, But I May Be Addicted.
Oh, no.
No, you'll love it.
Okay.
The flavor is sparkling wild berry. I don't know if that comes back, but here we go.
Thank you for letting me know, though.
These are great. The new thing in energy drinks. They absolutely have become of my weight loss's journey and taste great. They aren't cheap. I wish they'd send me a whole palette because I wrote the following poem.
No.
Celsius, my love.
Oh.
Oh, Celsius. A drink of wild berry hue. There we go. It came back. A savior for the waistline for me and you.
What?
69 pounds gone. Oh, what a feat.
So specific.
With each sparkling sip, less weight on my feet. But let's be real, the cost is no jest. For each can we sip, our wallets protest. Yet the taste of wild berries, so tart and so sweet, makes this pricey endeavor feel like a treat. In every can, a potion so rare, green tea extract with metabolic flair. Vitamin B for energy so vast, and guarana seeds for a caffeine blast. Vitamin C for health in each pore, and ginger root for a flavor galore. Chromium to curb the hunger so real, a nutritional Chromium. Dance with every meal. A drink so fine it's hard to resist, even when our budgets tightly insist. But with pounds shed and energy anew, Celsius, oh Celsius, we raise our cans to you.
Here's what I'm gonna say.
Come on, it was well
not
written.
Bad.
Considering not bad. Considering what it is, considering it's a love poem to Celsius, and, well, it's not
and
bad.
And it's not the first review that contained a poem that I've come across.
No,
and in the pantheon of review poems,
it's honestly, I think, the best.
That's really, like, the rhymes didn't feel forced.
No, it was genuinely a very good
and it kind
piece
of built to a client. Like, yes. I kind of liked it.
I kind of am obsessed.
Huh.
Kind of makes you think.
About?
About what else we could write poems for.
Sure.
No, it did. As I was reading it, I'm like, damn. I wish we still wrote love letters to each other.
Damn, I wish
not
I could
write
this.
Not you and me specifically. I mean, like.
I wish you and I still wrote love letters to each other. When I read that review, I thought, where's the spark gone?
When I read that review, I thought, wow, Alf and I really have something, and we lost it, and I don't know where it went.
No, it's interesting that you say that, because when I heard that review, I thought to myself, she never talks to me this way anymore. She never speaks this way about me anymore. Why am I here? Why am I hearing her talk about Celsius, how she used to talk about me is what I was hearing. Kind of weird.
writing a letter. Dear Davis, now that we are at separate colleges across the country from each other, it's going to be hard to communicate more. Sure, we could text and we could FaceTime, but where's the romance in that? Instead, I vow to write you a handwritten letter every fortnight to show my eternal devotion to you and to our love. Yours, Bethany.
Dearest Bethany, my deepest apologies that it's taken me so long to write. Alas and alack, the first week of classes had me overwrought. Indeed, in my freshman writing seminar, I felt so overcome I wondered how I'd make it through the eve. But we did. Gregory and I, my roommate, persisted, fought on, and made it back to the dormitory. Although my classes go fine, I find myself dreaming of you and that sweet summer wine. Anyway, I hope this letter finds you well, and I look forward to Thanksgiving break. Kisses. Your paramour.
My love, my life, ember of my heart burning bright in my chest, my Davis, how glorious that long weekend of giving thanks was with thee. I admit, us sitting at the Thanksgiving table together after so many months apart was a bit hard on my weary heart. What was there to talk about? So much time spent apart, not knowing your roommates or mine, how we will pass the time without each other, with each other. What will we talk about? So much lives lived, not side by side, but in fact, far and wide. I miss you. Every day the clock ticks by and I sit and I sigh and I think, Gregory, come to UC Davis. And by Gregory, I mean Davis. Gregory is your roommate. I'm so sorry. I'm in finals and I'm getting a little confused. I ran out of energy drinks. My roommate, Kathy, is going to get some right now. But nonetheless, alack, my love, I am here and I am yours. My eyes will not wander and my heart will not rest until you and I are laid in bed again, together again. I love you. Goodbye.
My dearest, how my heart burns for you. To be at Thanksgiving was such sweet torture. Our bodies so close physically, yet an imperceptible void grew between us. I miss you, but more I miss us, what we once were before all of this distance came hither. I couldn't notice but at Thanksgiving dinner that you would look down at your phone and smile. And I'd wonder, who's she texting on there? Because it's not me. Because she said we don't text. Because she said we were going to write letters because it's more romantic that way. And I said, okay. But then at Thanksgiving, she was texting. I saw the blue bubble you were texting at Thanksgiving, and it wasn't me because I was sitting there but you were smiling a lot and at one point your grandma asked you how school was going and you didn't even notice that she'd asked you a question because you were so busy on your phone. My sweet one, how I long for you and how I wish for clarity on this point of the phone and the texting. But more, I wish for us to be together once again in my rubber-covered twin bed, with Gregory sleeping all but 6 feet away in my dormitory. Forever yours, your paramour, your Panic at the Disco, your sweet.
My dearest, you mistake me for someone who is still but a girl, when in fact, in this time apart, I have become a woman. A woman is allowed to have friends. A woman is allowed to jest with others. And yes, you may have seen me texting at the table, but my love, what jealousy consumes you so? Am I not allowed to have friends of the opposite sex with whom I may share a jest now and then over the phone? My love, they are not you.
And if you keep up this rash behavior, then I will have no choice but to suggest that we take a break. Which I do not want to do, but my love, you may drive me to it. How I love you, and how I wish that you would grow to the maturity that I have reached now as a second semester freshman in university. I know everything there is to know about love, romance, and friendship. And I wish you would do the same. I miss you, but if our lives are not growing together, then they may grow apart like branches of a tree. I do not want that for you and me. All I want is clarity. Always yours. Hopefully, you're sweet. Your Blink 182.
Oh, how I am consumed with guilt. Guilt and rage. Rage and guilt at myself. I, like Othello before me, have had my heart turned by an Iago. I was so ready to accuse you of infidelity, of impurity, all because of some chance comments by Gregory. He said, "She's bad. You probably should look out for her. I know what they get up to at UC Davis. My cousin goes there. I hear their parties are pretty crazy, man. I don't know how I'd feel about my girl being there. Why don't you ever text? It's kind of weird that she never texts you, right? You're always writing letters, sure, but you don't call even? I don't know, man." And after he said this, I was consumed. But I see now that was Gregory's blindness, and mine too, for we were only first semester freshmen. We had no idea. Second semester has begun, and it's off to a grand start. I'm taking a class in women's studies. Per your suggestion, broadening my horizons. I hope when we meet again, you won't find your old, sublime My Chemical Romance, but you'll find a brand new, mature, bare-naked lady at your door.
Davis, this may be the last letter I write to you for a while. When you appeared at my dormitory door late last fall, in our first semester of junior year, after so many months and years of not speaking to one another, I admit it frightened me so. I almost didn't recognize the boy, nay, the man who stood before me. A man who suddenly felt like a stranger. My roommate Taylor said, "Oh my God, what's this fucking guy doing here? Do you know him? Do you know him? Oh my God, Bethany, do you know him? He's trying to get inside." And that struck the fear of God into my heart, Davis. How could you do such a thing? You said, "Just come outside with me for a second. I just want to talk, please. I swear to God, Bethany, just give me like 5 minutes." And I did. And I wish I hadn't. Because I am done with this childish game that we've been playing. When I last wrote to you, I told a lie. I said that I had only had friends, but your instinct was right. It was a lover that I had taken that second semester of freshman year. Because I knew that I was ready to give my body willingly to those who requested it kindly. That's a decision I made for myself. And if you can't respect that, then you don't respect me, and you do not deserve to be a friend in my life anymore. You are a stranger to me now, Davis. I wish you nothing but the best. And I hope that no illness nor grief may fall upon you. I hope that you have a green junior year. And I kindly ask that you don't send me any more letters. Good luck with everything. Green Day.
Hello,
old friend, if I can use that word. Graduation approaches now. Fast. Like winter approaching in November. But I only write after this breadth of time to say I'm sorry for the way that I acted in my youth. I thought you might be interested to know I ended up majoring in women's studies, and I look back on my foolish boyhood actions now and realize they were quite aggressive and possessive and not becoming of the man that I want to be. And you talk of giving your body away willingly, and I am no longer filled with jealousy, but with joy. I wish nothing but the best for you and all of your new lovers, whoever they may be. Consider me no longer a part of your life. Consider this my dashboard confessional. Sincerely yours, Fall Out of Love Boy.
Comes back, return to sender.
Damn. My simple plan foiled. Holy hell. Yeah, I think we probably should. This!
Shook me all week long. Don't want to get copyright.
Zoro. A-ba-ba-da-da. A-ba-da-da-da.
This should be shaking me, shaking all the you. Time. It's shaking us together.
Wait, did I picture a new jingle?
Yeah.
It seems today that no, all you see is getting shaken by movies and weird crushes that Riley has.
Oh, my God.
What's been shaking you, man?
I don't even know. You go first.
Oh, to make me go first on a night such as this?
To make me be having going first.
Sorry?
To make me be having going first. Oh. Hey, you didn't do
I
a,
know.
An Eastern
Aren't
European
we proud?
Accent. Or I'm, any European.
Or any good improv.
Oh, no. Come on.
No,
I was
come
giving
on,
my
no.
body away willingly.
Okay. What has been shaking me? You're on the right track, baby. You were born this way. I think. Oh, another book. Yeah. He's reading. And by reading, I mean getting audiobooks from the Chicago Public Library and listening to them while he drives around all day long. The Wager by David Gran.
I hardly know her.
He wrote Killers of the Flower Moon, the book on which the new Martin Scorsese movie is based.
Now a major motion picture.
Now a major motion picture. And but this is another book he wrote more recently that is... similarly, it's like compiled from actual historical evidence. It's like a narrativized historical accounting, you know, not really fiction, but like, mm-hmm. imagine what between the lines. Anyway, about a British naval ship in the early 17th century. And it's, I know it sounds dry and boring, but it's actually extremely compelling.
It's actually extremely compelling.
And it actually really gives a fascinating insight into what life would have actually been like aboard a British man o' war. No, but it was genuinely.
Oh, wow.
I didn't, because confession, I had placed a hold on Killers of the Flower Moon at the Chicago Public Library, and it was going to be about a 19 week mm-hmm. wait. And I said, okay. Any of his other books available? And this one was a much shorter wait, so I listened to it, and I really enjoyed it. And
bully for you.
If you're into that kind of, you know, shit, I recommend
yeah.
it.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I
what's
also
funny?
Have a reading. I have a reading what shook me as well.
Okay, what's yours?
I created a Goodreads account.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Do you have one?
I don't, actually. I should.
I want to be, this is like a very, this is an earnest what shook me. I want to, I love reading, but I want to read more. Mm. And
new year,
like,
new you.
New year, it's like I keep a list on my notes app of like what books I read in a year.
Granny.
But last year was, huh?
I just said granny.
Granny, come on. But now I have Goodreads, so now I'm tracking it. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to read, I'm going to do my best. And so I have it's like,
I do well when there's like, I can track something, like I have something holding me accountable. So it's like, there's like a 2024 challenge. And so you get to pick like how many books. It's like, I want to read blank books a year. And that's going to be my challenge for this year. And so I said 30, I'd like to read 30 books this year.
That's a no joke, a number of books.
So I thought so. And then I started seeing other people's challenges.
Oh, but you can't.
And that's where, and people are like, I want to read 114 books this year. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And you know
about?
What those people are?
What the fuck are you talking, are they editors? They must be editors at fucking Random House. Like, what are you doing?
I genuinely mean.
They're assistants at Penguin. Like, what are we doing?
It's true.
When are we reading? Like, unless you have a job that you have to read, like, you're sifting through manuscripts?
Right.
How?
Okay. Oh. Mrs. Gutenberg's here, and she's brought her Bible.
It's
the printing
crazy.
Press.
Crazy. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to kill it with 30.
I want to say 30 is an impressive amount.
Unless, you
know, 150, yeah, maybe if it's Harold and the Magic Crayon.
What? Oh, no, I know that book.
I said Harold and the Magic Crayon.
Harold and the Magic Crayon.
That was John Travolta as Tracy Turnblad's mom.
Please,
Harold,
Edna. Please.
Harold and the Magic Crayon.
Turn let the iron on.
Chocolate, of course.
I'm making chocolate, of course. I have been doing my best to replace my TikTok scrolling time in bed with reading.
That's
on
really
my little
commendable.
Kindle. And I literally earnestly to Daniel last night, I'm in bed, I just go, I love reading.
Oh my God.
So anyway.
I've been doing that with the crossword more and more, you know, I mean, I've always been a crossword girl, but there is genuinely nothing can be worse for your sleep than staring at the TikTok algorithm void for like half an hour before you go to bed.
Yeah.
And I do it every night.
I do it every night, and I with a Kindle now, I do my best. I have the warm light on instead of that harsh. I'm trying to, you know, I'm replacing one screen with another.
Yeah, but it's a different screen. It's a different screen. We can all agree. It's a different screen. Even doctors.
Yeah, reading. We're reading over here. Sorry.
Hey, I'm not sorry.
Yeah, you know what? Neither am I. Fuck it. I love reading. I'll say it. You can find Alf on Instagram at Alfred Innit. You can find the show on Instagram at Review Review. You can find the show on Reddit r/ReviewReview. We have a Discord, HeadGum Discord Review Review. And Jeffrey James and I have a Patreon, patreon.com/RileyandJeff, where we have monthly Zardies. That's a Zoom party. And we're coming out with some fun stuff this year. Get into it.
And you can find Riley on Instagram.com, just the web browser though, not the phone app, at Riley Anspar, and of course on Twitter.com, now known as xxxxxxxx.com,
on the BBC
for as long as it lasts, at Riley Coyote, coming up next on BBC 4 Extra, at Riley Coyote, and as we say every single week, on the show,
like it's a sickness that we can't stop saying.
I got an invite to Blue Sky, should I join?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what we say every week?
What do we say every week?
I give my body
freely.
I give my body freely. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
I'm fucking sorry.
Poor whore.
Poor whore. Poor whore.
Did you come in the whore whore?
I haven't seen you in 2 years, and the first thing you said to me is that you want to munch my box.
That was a HeadGum Original.